Hare Krishna. In the spiritual mystery, the investigator is the investigated. In the spiritual mystery, many times people like to read mystery novels. And in that, there is an investigator, maybe an amateur investigator or a professional investigator. And that person is in the drill, maybe to catch a thief or to find a treasure or find something basically that is missing or puzzling. To unravel that which is puzzling. Now, when we come to spiritual life, actually, we also encounter a mystery. What is that mystery? In this mystery, we are a part of the team. In fact, we are not just part of the team. We are the central investigator. Some of us may have fancied that, oh, I also want to investigate something. I also want to, it would be nice if I would also have a treasure hunt. I would also be a part of a treasure and I could be an investigator who could investigate. So we are investigators. Ourselves in the spiritual search, we are ourselves the investigators. We have to excavate through the various impressions in our consciousness. And we have to find out the source of our consciousness. So, for example, suppose in a mystery novel, there is an investigator who is asked to find out, you know, who is the current inheritor of the estate, the heir, who is the heir of the estate. And there is a whole set of clues which has to be deciphered, and thereby one may come to know who actually the heir is. But suppose that person goes through all that and then discovers that the investigator himself is the heir. It was such a pleasant surprise. So like that, actually, when we investigate our consciousness, we realize that when we're trying to understand, okay, where is this consciousness coming from? Then we go down deeper through our introspection, through our purification, through our meditation, through our devotion. When we go out and we understand that we ourselves are the source of that consciousness. So the investigator is the investigated. That the two are one and the same. The subjective consciousness is also the objective consciousness. That which we are perceiving with is that which we are perceiving. So this is the ultimate resolution of the mystery. When we understand who we are. So Krishna, he says that dhyane natmani pashyanti kechidatmanam atmana anye sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare. In 13.25 he says that dhyane natmani pashyanti dhyane na, by dhyan, by meditation, one pursues atmani pashyanti kechid atmanam atmana. Atmanam Atmana. With the mind, one pursues the soul. With our consciousness, with the Atma, we pursue the Atma. That means, by the process of meditation, by the process of introspection, we realize that Atmanam Atmana. With the self, we pursue the self. So the self is the investigator, the self is the investigated. And when we this way solve the spiritual mystery, what is the fruit that we get? An investigator may find a treasure, or investigator may get a reward, but we get the ultimate treasure, the ultimate reward. That is, we attain everlasting happiness by realizing our spiritual nature, by realizing how we are at our core eternal and indestructible. We attain the supreme happiness, and thus this is the most rewarding mystery that we can ever solve in our life. Even if we are not able to fulfill our fancies of becoming an investigator and fancying ourselves as a central character in a mystery novel, and in the mystery of our own life, if we investigate and find the treasure at our core, that finding will be the best mystery that we can ever solve, and it will be the most rewarding mystery. For us, the reward will continue forever in the form of everlasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.